Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 186 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltacka. Thanks for joining me again. Today on the show, we've got all the details of the CCFR political project Operation Pitchfork for you. We've got a political update and some skullduggery that some people in Canada are up to, a little bit of info about that, as well as all the election information that you need to turn this entire ship around and to turn it around in the next few weeks, okay? Really important info. All that and more, the CCFR Radio Podcast starts right now. CTOMS has been a provider of trauma care training to military and police in Canada for nearly two decades. Now this emergency medical training is being made available to a wider audience through CTOMS online courses. Go to ctomsacademy.com and use promo code CCFR30 to get 30% off. That's ctomsacademy.com. And thank you so much to our great friends over at Vortex Canada. They continue to support the CCFR podcast and the CCFR. Can't say enough about them. Check out all their great products at vortexcanada.net. That's vortexcanada.net. Vortex, the force of optics. Ready, Aim, Shop. Bullseye North is where passion meets precision. Discover a huge selection of top-notch rifles, accessories, and ammo. Whether you're perfecting your aim at the range or gearing up for hunting season, Bullseye North has you covered with free shipping on orders over $300, including ammo. Some exclusions apply. Check out bullseyenorth.com and remember to subscribe to their newsletter, bullseyenorth.com. A huge thank you goes out to our great friends over at the Saskatchewan Rivers chapter of Safari Club International. They do a lot of great work over there, including supporting the CCFR and the CCFR Radio Podcast. Check out all their great work at saskriversSCI.com. That's saskriversSCI.com. All right, we are back. Now, here's the deal. I've been talking since 8 a.m. this morning. It's 4 p.m. on the West Coast right now. I've had a couple of meetings and gone back and forth between meetings and trying to record the TV show and the podcast. So my brain is destroyed. It's completely fatigued. It's getting late. My voice is beat up because it's a little fragile after the treatment I went through a couple of years ago, if you guys remember. And I'm going to do my best to pass this information on to you because it is important information. It's the answers to all of your questions. It's the answers to even more questions than you have in your mind right now. So it's about Operation Pitchfork. You're going to get all the answers to that. And I'm going to tell you where that came from and give you answers to questions that I could never give you answers to because it had to do with the old secret Project X, if you remember. So just come with me on this little adventure. It's going to take, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes, okay, this talk. So I apologize. I'm trying to make best use of your time, trying to respect your time. Now, let's get started. If you remember about a year and a half ago, I said, oh yeah, we got a big project. It's going to be awesome. It was Project X. Couldn't tell you the name. Couldn't tell you what it's about. People are like, oh, I don't know. Is he BSing? I wasn't BSing. So here's what it was. The real name to that project was actually called the Millennial Project. And I'll tell you what was going on. At that time, we were halfway through a four-year mandate with a prime minister who vowed basically, he's not ever leaving, office unless Canada is actually bombed out of existence or a big earthquake happens and it all falls into the earth, right? If you remember, Justin Trudeau at that time was trying to pass legislation with Jagmeet Singh, this guy, to push the election off by a week so that 65 MPs could get their pensions, qualify for their pensions, like just crazy stuff, right? So we're like, okay, we have 2 years at least, or at least a year and a half. And the problem that we believed existed in Canada was that it's not that they didn't have critical thinking skills. They didn't understand the parties that they're voting for, what party they should vote for, or even the fiscal or social philosophy that they should subscribe to. It's that they've been propagandized. So for example, if you have someone who is a millennial, and they're like, my money doesn't buy anything. Houses are $1 million. Interest rates are going up. If I want to, I have to come up with $200,000 for a down payment. you know, or a best case scenario, 150 grand. I don't, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm never going to be anything. Why? You know, is the answer to my problems a $400 carbon tax rebate check? Should I be voting for that? Or should I be maybe looking somewhere else? Well, that person needs to know, hey, here's an interesting number for you. How much money a month do you think the federal government spends just on interest payments on the federal debt? Do you know what that number is? You know, Joe Millennial, you know, Connor Millennial, do you know what that number is? It's $4 billion a month. So before you get any free medical or free dental or your whatever, the government has to put out, they have to squeeze from the population out of general revenue, $4 billion every 30 days, $52 billion a year, and hand that off in interest payments alone. Why do they have these interest payments? Because they've spent too much money. So there's no money there for any of your benefits or the things that, like, let's say the NDP, oh, we want free this and we want free that and we want free this. It's like, what do you mean free? You don't have any money. What you mean is you want to drive the debt even farther up to put even more money out every month in interest payments so that you can come up with a political following for the next election so you can stay in charge. That's not in the best interest of Canadians, right? Like, but not everyone has someone in their life that can explain this. So anyway, all that to say, we were going to produce first set of 12 22-minute super high production value documentaries on different things like the economy, government debt. Can the government spend money endlessly? You know, will that have any impact on my life? You know, how does an economy work? You know, our immigration. Is completely uncontrolled immigration a good thing? Do we need immigration at all? Of course we need immigration at some level, for sure. That's how most of us got here. Like, it's there's a reasonable amount of immigration and there's a reasonable way to do it. In fact, Canada did a fairly good job of that before the Liberals. Fairly good, right? So just helping people understand these issues and why they are, if you have all your problems, you can't afford a house and all the rest of that stuff, there's a small component of all of these things that have made that happen, right? Economies are complicated things, and there are things that you should be voting against, meaning not vote for. You should be voting against them, going with another party that understands these things and knows why you're in the situation that you're in. So we're going to do that. We're going to have written materials. We're going to distribute them in malls, at kiosks. I had a huge plan, and we started making moves on that stuff. Luckily, we didn't spend a lot of money on it, but I did spend a fair bit of time on it. And then it was looking like, oh, Trudeau might not be around forever. The Liberal Party is really collapsing. And it's like, okay, maybe we should be shifting more to an immediate election project. Because by the time we finished, because it was a huge project, right? Like, I'm talking location filming, all kinds of different experts being filmed. Like, it was cool. And I really wish we would have gotten to do that. All of a sudden, it's like, no, you better get into election mode. And this was in the middle of December when I said, hey, Operation Pitchfork, I have a new plan, basically, right? We have a new plan. And so that was geared around Trudeau because he said he wasn't leaving. And with people like him, they'll burn anything down to rule over the ashes. So it's like, okay, take this guy at his word. He's not leaving. And he didn't get kicked out either, right? So it's like, okay, start gearing up. So that was Operation Pitchfork. Then it's like, oh, now he's resigning because he burned things down so bad he couldn't even escape it, right? So it's like, okay, stop the presses. You know, we can't, you know, don't put anything out. And we don't even know who the leader is. Maybe there'll be an election like right now, right? And it's like, no, it's not now. Now he's like, he's not resigning. He's going to be around for a while. He's prorogued. And it's like, okay, well, what do we even campaign on? So we had to hold it again, right? So we got the poster project thing done because we could do that. That wasn't leader centric or whatever, right? And it wasn't dependent on an election. So we're like, let's roll that out. So that got rolled out. Then we had to gear everything to Carney. And so I was writing scripts for advertisements that were irrelevant in 4 days. That's what we're up against here, right? It's like, oh, that's not even an issue anymore. Or that's changed. Forget it. Throw that away now. So this gets us to Operation Pitchfork today. As I mentioned, hopefully that answers a bunch of your questions and I was really excited. We were targeting millennials with that last project. I was really excited about it. I really wanted to get that done, but it didn't work out. Nonetheless, we're just rolling with the punches. So the poster aspect, posters all went out, as you know, even in the last episode, I think the last batch was going out. We sent that to 900 poster packages to 900 addresses in Canada, which are all the clubs we know about and all the businesses we know about. They're all gone. So that's all finished. And those posters, which were actually created before the election was ever called, ended up to be perfectly relevant. So it's really good. The next parts of Operation Pitchfork. So the next thing is a get out the vote campaign. So what we're doing with that is, you may have seen these 30-second spots that I did in the other studio here, where I'm saying, you know, here's highlighting something that's gone wrong over the last 10 years. You know, you only have one opportunity to fix it. Go to the polls, bring four people, right? That's been our theme. Well, I did six different ads like that. And we also have these, you probably have seen these 15-second Mark Carney ads that we've been floating around. Well, a 30-second get out the vote ad, right, for me, and the 15-second Mark Carney ad is appearing on WOW TV in every show, 24 hours a day, across the entire schedule. So every show has that 30-second ad and that 15-second attack ad, basically, all around the clock from this past Monday all the way to the end of April the 28th, okay? Same thing on Sportsman Channel Canada as well. So basically, we're not changing any minds anymore because we don't have time for that. As I mentioned in the last episode, this is a get out the vote campaign, because if every gun owner grabs one or two people, we have this election. We have a majority conservative government. It's really that easy, but every single person has to do it. So that's what this campaign is about. Okay, so there's all that going on. Plus, we're talking to clubs. We've sent that 30-second ad spot, you know, and then we said, you can use our video if you want. Send this out on your newsletter. Post it to your social media. I did six different ones because I didn't want people to get tired of that same message, but still get the message, if you know what I mean. And also ask people to go to the polls, vote conservative, bring four people. That's what we're asking them for. So with clubs, they don't usually want to be political because they're afraid of that stuff, because a lot of them are non-profit societies. They think the government's going to give them trouble. Here's the thing. If the Liberals win, I said this in the last podcast, they'll just tack another $10 billion onto the debt. They'll buy back all these guns, the guns that Canadians are willing to sell them. They probably will come out with an order to take the handguns too, to buy back the handguns too. Why wouldn't they? What great red meat to send to throw to their base, right? It's not going to stop. Probably take pump action shotguns too, by the way. So, and then all you're left is with brake, lever, and bolt action. That would be perfect for them, maybe. And then they'll bring that caliber requirement, right? The jewels, they'll bring that down a little bit. Get rid of all those 300s, those pesky 300s, 300 Win Mag, 7mm Remington Magnum, stuff like that, 300 H&H. Might as well get rid of those because they're pretty powerful cartridges. Anything it takes to scare urban voters, they'll do. Once all those guns are gone, and they'll do it within a year, guaranteed, right? Because that'll be Mark Carney taking action. There'll be no reason to be a member of a gun club. You can shoot all those guns out in the bush. You don't need to be a member of a gun club. And plus, a bunch of people will lose all their guns, you know, depending on what guns they have, and they'll be demoralized and they'll just disengage. They'll just go off to do something else and just be super angry all the time. So, you know, that'll be the end of the clubs. Probably take 2 or 3 years for most clubs to close, because we've already lost a couple. So, you know, that's what's going to happen. So we're hoping that the clubs, we're sending three messages to clubs to send that same message out to their membership. So if all the members of shooting clubs in Canada go to the polls, not all of them, but let's say 70% of them, and 70% of them bring one or two people with them, we'll probably just win the election just on that, much less all gun owners and hunters, which the CCFR has spent $150,000 to reach, okay? On top of that, we've gone to mainstream TV. So we have allocated $200,000. By the time you're watching this, we wouldn't have spent the money, but we're in the process of it, because that's what was some of my meetings today. About $200,000 we're going to spend on mainstream media television. Now, there's linear television, which is like turn on your cable and you see the news. We're going to spend probably, I don't know, I'd say 100, 120 on that. But we're also going to be spending about another 50,000. No, it's more than that. I think it's about $80,000 on both television app advertising. So let's say Pluto TV or the Global News app or all these things. We're going to be showing the Mark Carney, the attack ads through those. And we're going to be doing YouTube and then also other social media as well. So all told, we'll probably end up spending between $300,000 and $400,000 on this election. I don't need to save any money because I don't know what life looks like if, you know, if there's no guns after the election, right? So anyway, we're not, if not now, when, I guess is the question, right? That's why we're going this big. And of course, we're using our podcast and our platform on Wild TV. Our show, CCFR Radio on the Air, is in its fourth season on Wild TV. And we're getting to the end of that season. So we'll be going for season five, maybe. I guess we'll have to see what happens in the election. But we're using that platform to get that Get Out the Vote part two. So, you know, the poor viewers of Wild TV, they're getting an ad with me in every show. And they're getting our show and all of them screaming, go to the polls, bring forward people. They'll be like, they'll be waking up in the morning, you know, like, go to the polls, bring forward people, you know? So anyway, that's what we're doing. That's Operation Pitchfork. So hopefully, I know 16 minutes, sorry guys, but that's all the details for the whole thing. We are a registered third-party advertiser with Elections Canada. So you'll be able to see the audited expenses of the CCFR right there. Just so you know, if you're interested in that, there's an interim report that will come out. And then I think within a certain time after the election, it's not long, but I don't know, whatever, a week or two or within a month or something like that, you'll see the final report to show all of our expenses. And then within 4 months, you'll see, well, before 4 months, but pretty quick, you'll see the audited, because you have to have an audit performed on those expenses. So you'll see the audited report. So yeah, that's what we're doing. So we're certainly not sitting this one out. Okay. Thanks for hanging in with me. I know it was long. Hopefully you're happy with what we're doing. There was one more thing. I was kind of searching around. I'm like, there's one more thing I wanted to tell you. Anything online, this is interesting. So the linear television, we are targeting only Ontario and Quebec with our television ads, and only in news programs, political programs, and other programs, a handful of other programs that are typically viewed by people over 55. Okay, so if you're watching, you know, regular linear television, you may not see the ad depending what you're watching, where you are, and the time of day. So it's very, very targeted. For the app stuff, we can target right down to the postal code. So if you're not in a battleground riding that we've determined that is important for people to see those Carney ads, those anti-Carney ads, then you won't see those. But if you are in, let's say, I'll tell you, we're going to tell you this later with Tracy. I told you I was finished, but I want to tell you this first. If you go to 338 Canada and you click on region and you click federal Canada, and then you scroll down to the Canadian map and you're in Ontario and you click in Ontario and you start looking down the riding maps. If you see a riding that says CPC leaning, LPC leaning, or toss up. So it might say CPC, LCP toss up, or all three of them in there. Those are the ridings that are actually going to be getting the advertising. So in the geographical area, because with anything internet-based, we can do that. So whatever, like $50,000 worth of advertising is going to go to those specific ridings. So if you live in those ridings and you're watching YouTube, or you live in those ridings and you're seeing and you're watching Global News, let's say Global News Hour, you might see one of those ads. But anyway, that's the deal. So it's we put a lot of effort and a lot of time into targeting these properly. Not just like, oh, I'm throwing $100,000 out the door. Look, I did what I'm supposed to. It's not like that. We did put a lot of diligence into putting the money in exactly the right places or as best we can. Okay, now I'm done. 20 minutes. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Let's get Wilson on the line.
All right, we're back and via Skype for now at least. We have Tracy Wilson of the CCFR. Wilson!
How are you doing, Giltaka?
I'm doing okay. I know that you're sick again. I actually was sick for a couple of days myself recently. But you're sick now, I don't know, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, like this is my third time catching some kind of plague or cold in the last month. Like this is my third bout of it. So yeah, I'm getting through it. Nights are a little rough, but yeah, I don't know. I think my immune system's struggling a little bit. We've done a lot of events and I haven't been sleeping a whole lot. So that could be why, but yeah, just struggling through, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, it's also been quite stressful and we've had a lot of work to do. We've had travel to do. I've been like 7 days a week, partially my own fault, but anyway, 7 days a week since New Year's. And I myself actually got sick. And
yeah.
In fact, it was between, it was really hitting me. I just because people have seen these videos, I think now, but it was really hitting me just as I recorded a bunch of these videos for the clubs and everything. The Get Out the Vote 30-second videos, the ones that are on TV, on Sportsman Channel and on WOW TV. So, but now I'm recovered. So luckily, here we go.
Yeah, we're getting through it, man. It's just a funny spring and lots of germs going around, but yeah, we'll make it.
Yep. Anyway, okay. So first item we've got a bunch of things to talk about today. I just want to set the table just a little bit. So we've got a housekeeping item. Then we're going to talk about some general political stuff, which is actually really important because there's some there's a discouragement campaign going on, and that's really important information because we cannot let this all get us discouraged or not participate. We need to put our foot to the floor right now, at least for the next 3-4 weeks. And then we're also going to talk about voting and all the information that you need to find out where your help is needed, how to vote, when to vote, all the rest of that stuff. So really, really important information. So the first thing is, over at the store, we have a bit of a sizing problem on a handful of products, and we want to make sure that everyone gets exactly what they ordered. So why don't you take it from here, Tracy, and let people know what happened and how they can get a replacement for the article that they have in case it was affected.
Yeah, so we did have some sizing problems with some of the men's t-shirts and some of the hoodies, and they came to us with the size that was labeled on it was not correct. So you may have recently ordered something and realized that, like, wow, that's really off for that size. If that's the case, go to ccfr.ca. There's a web story there all about this with some instructions on how to check the size. If you were a person who was affected by this and we got it wrong, we'll make it right. So we'll replace the item and you can, you know, the one that doesn't fit, you can give it to somebody else. But yeah, anyways, we're going to make it right. All the instructions are there. Check it out. And yeah, we send our apologies out for that little mishap.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, I ordered a couple of t-shirts and I thought they were half shirts and that's what I wanted anyway. So I was a happy customer.
Yeah. Well, we always encourage you to wear, you know, your belly shirts. We want to see the midriff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would make a bunch of jokes about myself, but I don't think anyone's interested in that right now. But anyway.
Stay on track.
Yeah, I'm trying. But you know, what people maybe don't realize is they're in my head. If you popped my forehead off and you looked in there, there's a monkey swinging on a chandelier like 24 hours a day.
Oh yeah, it's a mess. A total mess in there.
And flinging poop at people and all kinds of crazy stuff going on, party streamers. And so it's hard to keep track sometimes, to stay on track, I should say. Okay, now onto the important things. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is sort of to do with polling. Of course, the polling for conservatives is terrifying because polling federally indicates that we had this massive lead for like 2 years and all of a sudden it just switches around. It was switching around when Trudeau when all the talk about him resigning, when he resigned, it was switching around already, which doesn't make any sense because everybody's still there.
Yeah.
But the more that you look at this, if you start looking at the details, it's a discouragement campaign. So why don't we kick that around a little bit?
Well, excuse me. I've noticed too, I was reading one of the polls this morning, and when you go into the, you know, the how they use the data, they were weighting the polls with weird stuff, like 69% of the people polled were 55 and up, you know, kind of the boomers, right? And we know that the polling shows that the boomers are polling more towards the liberals than any other demographic. So if you're going to use a poll that kind of not exclusively, but mostly uses those people, of course, it's going to go one way or the other. Now, look, for the most part, polling companies in Canada do a fairly decent job. If we believe the polls when the Conservatives were up, we can't totally misbelieve them when they're down. But there has been some strange stuff going on with the polls. So
yeah. In particular, because it's the podcast and we have a little bit more time, in particular, there's a company, and I watched a couple of videos and I try to verify this myself, but I only have so much time. So just keep that, you know, so with a grain of salt. There's an organization called Liaison Strategies. And this is a Liberal Party connected group, is my understanding, at least. And basically, they've been getting some money from the government. They hadn't done any polling or almost never did polling in the last few years. And then when I guess around the time that Mark Carney became leader, they started submitting polls every day or every second day. And the polls were heavily skewed towards liberals. And maybe those are legitimate. But when you have a polling company submitting fresh numbers every day or every second day that get put into the aggregate, it starts making the polls look, it can really sway the way that these polls look.
Oh, yeah.
And the problem there is a phenomenon where people want to, you know, bet on a winner. And it has to do with, you know, personalities and psychology or whatever. But when the polls are really leaning someplace, people that are maybe that really don't know the issues or whatever, they want to bet on a winner to feel like they're on the winning team, right? Yeah. Just like if you go to you go to another city and you go watch their hockey game, you're probably going to cheer for their team, even though you normally don't cheer for their team because you're there, you want to be part of the winning team, right? So anyway, all that to say, don't get discouraged with the polls. I can feel myself affected, which is proof positive, right? That this kind of tactic works. You know, I was just like, man, I can't believe it. What happens if we lose this and that? Forget that. Okay. Right now, you should be using that as inspiration to go, I need to put even more work in. It's only for another 4 weeks. You only got 4 weeks of dedicating your life to making sure that we have a absolutely decisive Conservative Party majority win in this upcoming election. Do everything you possibly can. We're going to tell you exactly what to do. So don't worry about that, but don't get discouraged by this stuff. This is exactly what these people are up to, and this is what they want. They want you to think, oh, I knew it. We're going to lose anyway. Oh, it was too good to be true. All the rest of that, throw your hands up, be tired and depressed. Whenever you're down, you'll find that you feel more tired. When you're really enthusiastic, you feel like you have energy. So this is what they're trying to do to you. Don't let them do it.
Yeah. And at the same time, I mean, I think 4 weeks, at the time of recording this, we have almost 4 weeks. That's an eternity in politics. If you look at just how the first week and a half of the campaign has gone, there's been, you know, all kinds of controversy and scandals and, you know, it's just been very, very busy. So if you can imagine another 4 weeks of this, anything can happen. So you have to be a leader. You have to get your people motivated, take people to the polls. Like, this is your problem. So you have to help work on it. Absolutely. And that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah. All right. In other news, there's a news organization called The Hub, thehub.ca. Mm-hmm. And they came out with a story that they just received a check for $22,000. And apparently the government organization that is responsible to divvy out $100 million a year from Google and then whatever other funding that the government is assigning to legacy media, they're handing out money hand over fist right now during an election period.
Yeah, that's right. So the Hub kind of broke this news, and you're right. There's $100 million in funding that's all of a sudden pouring out. They did receive $22,000, which they donated. So they rejected it. But it's interesting because all of this funding is suddenly pouring out right up until the end of April. Well, Election Day is April 28th. So I don't know. I mean, I know that there is that program for government funded media, but it's just interesting timing that the payments seem to be rolling out right in the middle of the RIP period.
Yeah. Well, it almost feels like, election interference, and people talk about that kind of stuff all the time. And it's like, there's tangible interference in our elections. And I'll say it, legacy media is responsible for a ton of it. So, especially, God forbid we say it, especially the CBC, because when CBC represents a bias, they're operating on tax money. They're not, a news organization, even if they're subsidized, they're still private businesses. They still have to answer to their audience and their shareholders. But CBC should be right down the middle on every issue. And man, if you've been watching CBC lately, they are not. It's actually quite disgusting. But anyway.
Well, it is. And that's the problem. I think there's a certain age demographic that's still watching cable TV, and that's where they get their news from. And it's reflective in the polling.
Yeah. So. And that's the demographic that's polling for Mark Carney and the Liberals.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting how that works? And yet that media outlet, almost all of its funding comes from Mark Carney and the Liberals.
Yeah. Well, with the defund the CBC, part of the conservative policy, I think they are a little desperate to keep the Liberals in power. So,
yeah. Well, I don't want to keep hammering this drum, but I'll tell you, this is the reason that people have lost faith in institutions. This is the reason why people are furiously angry, because they're having money extracted from them and that money is being used to rig stuff. So, it's funny because, CSIS is like, oh, we have a new program where we have to protect people, politicians and political operatives, because, people are so angry. It's like, nobody ever stops to go like, well, why is everybody so mad? Are they doing something that's infuriating Canadians? Are they having their money taken and being used against them in elections? Like, what would make people so angry, right? So I think the most important part of solving our problems as a country is to figure out why people are angry and whether or not they have a legitimate complaint there. And if it's legitimate, stop doing those things.
Yeah.
just for some reason, stopping doing bad things is never an option that's on the table.
Well, it's a struggle for them to do the right thing. We've seen a lot of that recently.
Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Some really interesting political news. You have former MP now, Paul Chiang, has now resigned as a Liberal candidate and Liberal MP.
Yeah. So speaking of not being able to do the right thing, this recent controversy dates back to January when Chiang was on a Chinese language media interview, and he was sort of joking about his conservative opponent at the time. Excuse me. In December, the Hong Kong police issued a bounty and arrest warrant for Zhou Tay, who is his conservative opponent. It's a $1 million in Hong Kong dollars, so roughly $184,000. So Chiang joked around on this news media interview, saying it would be helpful to him if somebody would collect Zhou Tay and turn him in for that bounty. Now, I believe it was probably meant to be a joke, but it's incredibly inappropriate. I'll remind everybody that China just recently executed 4 Canadians, and they actually do more executions than any other country in the world. And then Mark Carney, leader of the Liberal Party, actually defended Chiang and said he was a person of integrity, referred to his quarter century of police service to his community, and kept him on. Now, since that happened late last night, Chiang actually stepped back himself, stepped off on that, And it's interesting because Mark Carney couldn't do the right thing there. He could not remove him as a candidate, despite the fact that Joe Tang is now fearful for his life. So just, it's just craziness. It's hard to even believe that this is what's going on in Canada.
Yep. And, you know, you may remember Paul Chang because he was the one that introduced the, this is just by memory. I could have it wrong, but he was part of the public safety, the House Public Safety Committee during Bill C-21. And I believe, if memory serves me correctly, he was the one that introduced all the amendments.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Amendments G4 and G46.
Yes. You know,
yeah, that's right.
It's interesting. You got this guy who's, you know, obviously thinks that the way that Beijing does business, nabbing people, getting them, you know, offering bounties on the heads of Canadians who are anti-authoritarian, apparently. They like democracy. And, you know, yeah, pick up the conservative candidate and drop him off at the Chinese embassy so they can usher him over to Beijing to get executed. I mean, and it could be a joke, that's fine. But he seems to not have a problem with these policies. And at the same time, he's putting in all this effort to disarm Canadians to get their guns, confiscated. Just kind of, just interesting, man. You know, let's go back for, take one step back. Can you see why people are angry? You see why that might rub people the wrong way? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a little edgy today.
Paul Chang was a member of Durham Regional Police, and they actually put out a statement today condemning Mark Carney for kind of using Chang's service as a shield, and they condemn the whole thing. So, yeah, it's actually a pretty spicy political story and just a total mess. But it was just interesting to me that Carney stood by him no matter what, which, that's questionable. I question his loyalty there. So,
well, if the Liberals or CSIS or anyone else, any of these bystanders in the Canadian political landscape, if they're unsure why Canadians are angry and frustrated, then my contact information is on the CCFR website. They can reach out and I'd be happy to carve off 15 minutes to get on the phone with them and let them know why people are so angry.
Yeah.
Just in case it's a mystery.
In case they have no idea why.
Yeah. But that's because we're here to help, no?
Well, that's exactly right.
All right.
We're at your service.
Now, this is the most important part of today because this is where we can actually make a difference. So number one, do not be discouraged. Don't take the bait in their discouragement campaign with the skewed polling and the rest of that stuff. This is what you can do about it. And what you need to do about it is to reject the Liberal Party of Canada. And we want to get a clear conservative majority government. And this is how we do it. So do you want to start off, Tracy? And then we'll just kind of kick it around.
Well, sure. Okay. So we've talked a lot about getting out to vote, making sure you get out to vote and taking four people with you. And that's super important. Of course, also volunteering for your local candidate. There's all kinds of stuff. There's door knocking. There's installing signs. There's folding literature. There's 1.5 million jobs that need to be done. Now, there's also the idea of adopting a riding. Now, you might be in a riding that is CPC safe, let's say, if you're out in Alberta or different ridings like that. So if your candidate doesn't really need your help or support in the same way as another candidate might, you can travel to a neighboring riding and help out there. That's pretty important. It's like an adoption program. Get out to vote early. I think the early polls are April 18th to the 21st. I think you had that information, Rod.
Yeah, I did. That's right.
Yeah, and then you can also vote now at election offices. Here in Ottawa, our local shopping mall on the second floor has the election office opened. I've already gone down and voted, and that way it's out of the way. It's already done. I avoid the lineups and don't get discouraged on election day from getting my vote cast. And I'm also freed up to help drive people to the polls. So those are some of the things that I've been doing.
Okay. So in summary, number one, it is your problem to get to the polls and vote early, go to early voting. So again, like Tracy said, that starts on the 18th. This is your responsibility, right? To go to the polls and bring four people with you, or take two trips and bring a bunch of people, whatever it is. Find like-minded individuals. Don't waste your time with people that disagree with you or whatever. You don't want to drive them to the polls. They can drive themselves if they want to vote against you. So not to create division, but this is just how it works. It's your responsibility to get to the polls, to vote. No excuses. Bring people with you. Also, you can, as Tracy said, volunteer for your local EDA. You can find all that information on the Elections Canada website. But what she did mention, and I think this is what I want to highlight, is adopting an EDA. So in particular, what this means is there are, let's say, CPC leaning or LPC leaning or toss-up ridings, or ridings for some other reason why they're going to need help, that we really need those ridings. So I'm going to just tell you a couple of them in particular. So one of them is Nepean in Ontario, because that's where Mark Carney is running. So wouldn't it be great if we put in a Herculean effort and Mark Carney didn't get a seat? I mean, remember.
Be great.
He showed up on the scene. It was Chandra Arya. They kicked him out of the leadership race and then kicked him out of the party, is my understanding. And then on top of that, booted him out as a candidate so that Mark Carney could just come and take that safe riding from him. Just, I don't know, just interesting stuff, right? So Nepean is one of them. So Barbara.
Yeah, and that's Barbara Ball is running there.
That's right.
And she's great.
Yeah.
She's a veteran and law enforcement, and she's been there her whole life. And yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she actually lives there. Whereas Mark Carney doesn't even actually live in Canada, much less Nepean. So that's one. Also Burlington.
Yeah, Emily Brown in Burlington. So that's Karina Gold's riding.
Yeah.
And that's kind of up for grabs. So that's a really good one. She actually had her campaign opening the other day. She had 250 people there. She's doing really well. So if you're in the GTA, that's good riding to go and help out at. As well as Oakville East, which is Anita Anand's riding, but you've got Ron Chinzer, again, law enforcement, running in that riding. So those are three really key ridings that we've been keeping our eye on.
Yeah, and strong candidates, right? Like these are not just, you know, oh, throw somebody in there to run a losing fight against an incumbent. Like strong candidates. And for Karina Gould, if you're not sure who she was, like she's the woman that brought an actual Nazi soldier to get a standing ovation in the House of Commons, right? Like that's
right.
That's who seems to be popular in that area. So like Tracy said, door knocking, folding literature, working the phones, whatever they need. If you can just volunteer a few hours for some of these candidates. And then you can also go to 338 Canada. I'm just going to describe this. I'm not going to demonstrate it. Maybe I'll put some B-roll in after, but go to 338 Canada, click the federal region, and then click on your province, and you can find out what the polling says for each individual riding. And if there's a riding near you, if your riding is CPC safe, but there's a riding near you that's a toss-up or CPC leaning, go volunteer a couple of nights between now and the end of the month. Like that's how you can really make a difference. So really important. And if you need any information on where to vote, you can vote actually anytime, not just early voting. If you go to an Elections Canada office, you can actually vote anytime. So all that can be found on Elections Canada's website. And you can find out where you can vote locally. And also you can find out where your polling station is. So really important. There's some work to do there. And if we all bring four people to the polls, we put in a little bit of effort into some, you know, battleground ridings, we can win this like handily. We can win a majority government. It is possible.
Yeah, it's totally possible. It's within reach. And I know a lot of people do get upset when they say, oh, well, the Conservatives have blown a lead. The Conservatives are still polling relatively stable to where they were before. It's the other side that's going all crazy, right? So, just get in there and give that extra push. In politics, 4 weeks is an eternity. This can 100% be changed around. And I'll look to things like in the American election. If you believe the polling there, well, we'd have Kamala for for a president down south. So, you know, just get out there and get the work done.
Absolutely. So, oh, there's one more thing. Our friends over at Armorum, we talked about them in the last podcast that they had donated. They created two neon CCFR clocks, like the one that you have right there with you.
Yes, that's right.
And they had, I think they, did they do a draw for the one? Yeah, they did a draw for one at the booth at TSS, and then they gave us one. So there it is.
Yeah.
On your set.
Very nice. Thank you.
Very nice. So a big thanks out to the gang over there for that. Much appreciated. Okay. Did we get, I think we got to the end. I mean, there's a lot more going on, but I don't know that people want to sit and listen to you and I complain about politics because.
Well, we could do this for hours, days, weeks.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'd rather everyone take their time and finish watching this episode and then get out there and go do some helping.
Absolutely. Well said. Okay. I'm sure we've missed one or two things, but it's just, we're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off right now. It's going to slow down a little bit, but yeah, that's what we've got for you this time. And yeah, we'll see you before Election Day, but try to get as much done before then as you can. And we'll, you know, we gotta work really hard to pull a victory out of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I'm all in.
Well, thanks for the update, Miss Wilson. And we'll see you in the next one.
All right. We'll see you then.
All right, that's going to do it for episode 186 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. Make sure you share the podcast. I only have a couple things to go over with you before I let you go. All the stuff I normally say, but this stuff is the most important. It is Field Officer of the Month, not only for March, but for February, too, because I missed it. For whatever reason, I'll take full accountability for missing that, whether I was traveling or having some kind of mental breakdown someplace. I missed it. So we've got two. First one for February 2025 is Karen Leckie from Alberta. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for the CCFR and other gun owners by extension, Karen. And for March is our great friend and superhuman field officer, Mark LaFond from Ontario. Mark, thank you so much for your work. And you know how much work you do because I know how much work you do. And it is so incredibly appreciated. It's hard for me to come up with the words to really convey that. So for people like Karen and Mark, it's, you know, I don't want to go on about it long because you guys have heard me yapping and you're probably like, well, this guy shut up already because that's what my brain's telling me. So don't worry, you're not alone. But I try to express this and I don't know if I'm that great with words, but it's, and I said this before, but it's not only so much that people give us their time, which is the most precious thing they have. It's more precious than money, actually, in my opinion. But that people support us financially, whether they're members or supporters. It's not just that support that we can continue to do the things that we do. It's the trust. It's the endorsement. You know, when Mark pays his own way to go somewhere and stay in a hotel and pays out of his pocket to work a show for the CCFR, a lot of times by himself, you know, and the show probably would only make as much as Mark paid for the hotel room. Like when people do that kind of stuff, I look at that and it's not, he's not doing that for me. He's not doing it for Wilson. He's doing it because he believes that that time spent will have some kind of measurable impact on his ability to keep his guns over time. And that we're all involved with the CCFR and we're all involved in an effort that people believe in so much. Like I believe in it, obviously. My whole life consists of the CCFR, right? And, you know, so, but I don't expect everybody else to feel that same way. But when people do, it at least gives me a feeling like, okay, well, maybe you're on the right track. Maybe the CCFR is doing valuable work when sometimes, especially when you're always losing because we can't change the government. Certainly not at this point, you know, it's hard to feel like that sometimes. So I get encouragement from the actions of others is what I'm trying to say, especially our volunteers and the people that support us and send us, you know, donations and whatnot. Like I'm inspired by their confidence. So I'm like, okay, we must be doing something that they approve of or they wouldn't be helping us. I know. It's a strange way of me roundabout trying to explain that, but it's just trying to explain this emotion that I get when I think about all the people that put in so much effort to keep this organization running. So anyway, thank you guys so much for that. Okay. So I am done. Parting words. Don't forget, start rounding up people, like-minded people, and make sure you get them to the polls. Don't let these polls, as it were, the opinion polls scare you. Okay. One part of it is that they're skewed. The other part of it is there are a lot of Canadians that just don't understand the impact that voting has on their lives and the lives of their children and the people that come after them. But we can outvote them if we stay motivated. Super important. Okay. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for hanging with me so long. Truly appreciate it. We're going to see you in a couple of weeks. The time to work is now. If not now, when? It's right now. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Take care. We'll see you next time.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.